the shear for the Zman. We have a long way to go. We barely started the Sefer. No, okay. This is means we have reason to live longer, Mr. Shem, to learn more. In Kanfei Yeshcha Kanfei Ruach Oschav Gimel. Oschav Gimel. Kanfei Ruach Oschav Gimel. In the old edition on page Lamed. The old edition is not so old either. It's older than the new edition. One of the hardest things to figure out is the difference between pride, which is a very positive mida, pride, and gaiva. Gaiva is the conceit, is from the most disgusting, lowest things in the world, gaiva. And Rav Kook very often warned against what the Svarim call anova psula. So whoever's learned a little bit, the Svarim HaKadosh knows that anova psula, inappropriate humility, anova that's possible. Apostle doesn't just mean it's inappropriate, it's possible. Unacceptable. And another that brings a person away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and another that tells a person that his avodah is not important, ma ha'avodah azos lachem, leave lolo, kilu, like the Svarim say, that my avodah doesn't have any effect kivyochel on Hashem. Hashem's not interested in my avodah. One of the Haggadahs, one of the Tzaddikim, the Rugas Abayisim Susilin, says that that's the taina of the Rasha. The taina of the Rasha is that all of the mitzvahs are li, things that I do, but velo lo, they don't touch Hashem at all. Hashem's not interested in my mitzvahs. It's li. All my mitzvahs are only what I do. I don't feel that anything that I do is lo, meaning Hashem, or the Vav, that Hashem has any interest in my mitzvahs. That's an anova that is destructive, that's anova psula. A Jew has to be filled with geyus Hashem. That's what we're learning in Rav Kook. On the other hand, it's very, very easy. It's very easy to delude oneself into thinking that I'm only feeling proud of myself, but I'm not feeling any gaiva at all. So it's a very delicate balance. It's very hard to figure this out. And this entire collection of Torahs in this section of Yeshcha Kanfei Ruach is about this inyan. So up to Oschav Gimel. B'china gedola tzarech livchon kol mamek b'misterei nafshai b'regesh ha'gaiva. B'china gedola requires a tremendous examination, an analysis, a very careful examination to analyze. Any person who's mamek b'misterei nafshai, which all of us should try to do, to understand ourselves in a deep way, to try to be mamek, to understand to the best of our ability the mystery ha-nefesh, the deeper secrets of who we are, of the nefesh. So, b'china gedola tzarech livchon kol mamek b'mishtei nafsho b'regesh ha-gaiva. Any person who is sincerely analyzing himself to try to understand, to try to find within himself this disgusting psul of gaiva, of conceit. Ezehu haregesh apostle, the one who is examining, who's looking to find this chametz of gaiva, He has to be very careful to try to make this distinction. Ezu haregesh apostle, which is that feeling of godless that's possible. Hamavius odam al daitai valdas koinai, which Chazal say gaiva conceit brings a person, turns a person away from Hashem completely. It's marvus odam al daitai valdas koinai. He ends up rejecting everything. Ve'ezu hu haregesh ha'adin hamarchiv daita shel odam. What is that delicate regish, that feeling, that delicate feeling of pride, of a certain gavus, of pride that is healthy, that is holy, that is marchiv daita shel odam, that brings a person to have more of an expansive mind, that opens a person's mind and opens a person's heart, that tells a person that there's so much more that he could accomplish and that he is worthy in Hashem's eyes of accomplishing more and more, of coming closer and closer to Hashem. Thoughts that are positive about oneself, that are marchivim daito, that expand his way of thinking. Just the opposite of gaiva. Gaiva closes a person. Conceit, arrogance, is mavris adam al daito v'das kainai. It removes true das. It destroys true das. It causes a person to make the greatest mistake of all, to confuse himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to forget that there's Rabban Shalom. That's gaiva. That's conceit. But there are feelings within a person of pride, which Rav Kook calls regesh ha'adin, which is very delicate and gentle, a feeling of pride, a certain feeling of godless, which has the opposite effect. It's hamarchiv daita shel odam. Gaiva closes the mind to other people. When you're a bal gaiva, someone's a bal gaiva, his mind is tiny. He can be a genius, but all he thinks about is himself. Everything is about me, about I. That's gaiva. It's about me. Therefore, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about gaiva, ein ani v'hu, yicholim l'adabar l'mecha, that Hashem says, I can't be together with this, with a bal gaiva. He doesn't have any place to let me into his life. Same thing if someone's married to a bal gaiva. So she can't get into this person's life, because his life is only about what satisfies him, what makes him happy. It's a very tiny das. A bal gaiva has tiny das. Could be a genius. But he has das, his awareness. Das means to be able to connect, to relate to others outside of oneself. Va'adam yoda eschav ishtai. Das means to connect. It means chibur. The time of Tikkun Hamidus, the Ikka time of Tikkun Hamidus, of course, it's all Sfiras Omer, but especially the month of Iyar. Because Iyar is entirely spheric, right? Nisan is only a little bit in the sphere, and Sivan is only a drop. But Iyar, every single day of Iyar, is spheric, right? Every day of Iyar is spheric. Every month has a letter, has an ice, and the letter of the month of Iyar is the letter Vav. And the letter Vav is, of course, the Ikka use of the letter Vav is Vav HaChibur. It's the letter that attaches, Moshe ve'Aaron. It attaches. A vav means a hook, right? Vavim hamudim. Vavim hamudim means a hook, a vav. The vav is shaped like a hook. So the Ikka time of repairing relationships is the month of Iyar. There's a Kabbalah that during the month of Iyar, the Seifrim are not allowed to write Gittin. They don't write any Gittin. If somebody wants to divorce his wife, tell him to come back a different time, not during Iyar. Now, the reason in Halacha is because, does anybody know what's the reason in Halacha not to write a get during the month of Iyar? The reason in Halacha is because there's a suffix whether you spell Iyar with one yud or with two yuds. That's the same suffix. A Balgaiva, by a Balgaiva, there's only one yid, you understand? There's only one yid. By a person who works on his midas, there are always two yid. There's always me and someone else. The month of Iyar is a time of connecting, of chibur, of das, tikkun das. In Mitzrayim, das was in Golos. The inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the man Teda. It's in Yedata. It's das. Das means to be able to see outside of oneself. A person who's a Balgaiva can't see outside of himself. The month of Iyar is sphere, the inyan of sphere is Lasakin, it's Nafsha Seida. The Tyrain of Kedushas Chalion is Tikkun Amidas. The Kravot of this time is Tikkun Amidas. Is to be able to be able is to be able to connect to someone else. When a person is a Balgaiva, so his das is it's mavra. That's what Rav Kook brings down. It has the effect of being mavra sodom al daito val das koinai. It takes away das. A Balgaiva can't see the other person, can't connect to the other person. So, of course, when it comes to a husband and wife, so the month of Iyar, which is Tikkun Hamidus, which is Svira, is when the person is able to see the other person, to see the good in the other person, to have a connection, that there should be a chibur. There doesn't need to be a get. It's possible to work on oneself instead of always seeing what's wrong with the other person. Somebody in shul showed me on the phone a very funny cartoon, but it's a Musa Haskel. It's this old couple. Maybe you saw this. I know these things always get around to everybody. But it's this old couple, and this is the husband. He's hanging on a noose. He killed himself. You see, like the chair is now. He kicked away the chair, and he's hanging there dead. And there's a little note on him. Like a suicide note that the husband has, and the wife is coming over to read the suicide note. And the suicide note, and she looks at the suicide note, she says, you know, you don't even know how to spell criticism. Because what he wrote over there is he couldn't take the criticism anymore. So when she looks at the note, she says, you can't even spell criticism. He's already dead, the guy. And she's saying, you don't even know how to spell right. That's why he killed himself. He killed himself because he couldn't take her criticism. Couldn't take her anymore. So when you have a person like that, they're completely wrapped up in themselves, they can't see the other person. On the other hand, Rav Kook says, there's a regesh adin ha-marchiv daita shel adam. Pride in Kedusha, tiferes, pe'er, hisparus of Kedusha. Is marchiv daita shlodim. It expands the mind. Umaz kireyu es havayoso haruchanis, and reminds the person of who he really is, that he has inside of him, that he has a bariyam, he has the creator of all worlds, he has Hashem inside of him. Hamleya hoid v'siferis, that's filled with splendor and with glory. That doesn't mean it's because of me, it means that I have within me elokus. That's what I have within me. And the person feels because of that this regish adin of greatness. A regish adin, in a certain way, of a certain type of a pride, a godless anefesh.
Is that individualized? Or it's, I'm part of Am Yisrael, I have a chilek al Klal Yisrael. Or is that I am part of Klal Yisrael, and I have, through this and this, I can see my potential that I'm part of Klal Yisrael. Is it an individual pride, or
it's a pride? If it becomes focused on the individual, then it slips into the world of Gaiva. It's only I, as far as I am bottled to Kodesh Baruch Hu and to Knesset Yisrael, that I have the schus to be, Hashem Yisbarach's child and to be a brother to the rest of Am Yisrael. Once it's not in that way, then it becomes very easily, it goes into the gaiva. Even though it sounds nice, but it's very easy to become gaiva.
No individual attributes either.
But that doesn't mean he can't be proud of the way he davened that day, or the way that he learned that day. But again, it's only together with gratitude and haidah to Hashem Yisbarach that you opened my mind, that you opened my heart. And it's not about me. It's about what Hashem Yisbarach did for me to bring me closer to him. A Baal Gaiva has a very hard time saying thank you, or I need you, or I appreciate you. The main siman of a narcissistic person, which is extreme gaiva, is that he can never apologize. It's hard for him to thank. He'll only thank somebody if he thinks that's going to get him. Yeah, it's going to get him somewhere. So then he'll be thankful. He's not be'emes feeling gratitude. He uses a thank you in order to get something for himself.
Is that always related to Hashem? Like when we were speaking about earlier, we were speaking about negative gaiva. Like all this farm talk about, oh, for gaiva, one of the best things is davening, realizing that everything comes from Hashem. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of the gaiva, or the elements of gaiva that, myself and a lot of people struggle with, that doesn't mean that it goes towards Hashem. It's that you feel like right now you're more on a relative level. You or what you want is more important than what someone else wants. But Hashem's he's in a different category. So like it doesn't go to that category. Like obviously Hashem's better than you. It's like if you're in a class, right. Obviously the professor knows this math more than me, but
that's not a measure of gaiva. Like when you're sitting together with a square rabbi and you say, oh, he's a chashev yid, that's not a measure of gaiva. It's when you're sitting next to the guy next to you. And how do you see yourself vis a vis him?
So how is davening and seeing that? How is it Hashem?
Because davening is giving everything back to Hashem. And when you give everything back to Hashem and you surrender yourself, then you look at the guy next to you and you're not misguided and you don't feel better than him. That you're both Hashem Yisbarach's children and that Hashem Yisbarach did for him his inyan, Hashem does for me my inyan. But doesn't cause you to feel superior to that person. So we all give everything back. We mevatel everything. We give it back to Hashem Yisbarach, and that's the great equalizer. That's what makes us with one the other. That's the yisod of the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. That's what it means v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Ani Hashem. That through the Ani Hashem, one can come to v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Only through the Ani Hashem. That's what davening brings a person to Ani Hashem. And when you're in that place of Ani Hashem, then his kamecha and my kamecha, we're both the Baruch Shalom's children. It's not what Baruch Shalom gave him this, gave me this. Pa'amim rabbis, libu shel adam malei oiz. Many times, a person's heart is filled with strength. Shelefi askira harishayna, and when he first examines this, why am I feeling so good? So when he first examines this, tiyadoyim hatmuna, it seems to him that this is a picture. Shel tchuna zula tmuna shel gaiva. It looks to him like he's in a place of gaiva. When he first examines this feeling of oiz, it gives him the impression that he's got a problem. This is a problem of gaiva. This is conceit. Avol achrei haberur, but after he thinks about this more, and he tries, of course, in a very honest and real way, he tries to understand this more and to analyze this more, yimtza, he will see, shurak mismali oimitz ba'or ha'eloki hazereach minishmasa. That the truth is, he's really feeling a fullness of that, and that strength that comes through the realization that Hashem's light is shining within the neshama. Hashem's light. And when he sees that, what he's seeing is not gaiva of himself, it's geyus Hashem, it's Hashem's greatness. That's what davening reminds us. It's Geyus Hashem. It's Hashem's greatness that is shining in me. That despite my unworthiness, Hashem, because I'm a Jew, that Hashem, and I have schusavis and whatever, that Hashem is shining His geyus, His gaiva, His greatness into me, which I experience now in this way of a feeling of a heart that's molei oiz, filled with oiz, and oimetz bo'er eloki, strength, bo'er eloki. Hazarech min nishmasu v'chayza oz geyus Hashem. What he's really looking at is geyus Hashem, not gaiva, but geyus Hashem. I mean, the great test of this, coming back to what you were saying, the great measure of this is, how do you look at other people? How do you look at other people? If you find yourself looking down on other people, that do not seem to be as serious about their Yiddishkeit, or their learning, or their mitzvahs, whatever, and you look down on other people, and you have a teva to constantly look down and to be critical, so then it's almost certain that that's not geyus Hashem. It's tam old-fashioned gaiva. It's just old-fashioned gaiva that because of your gaiva, you're not able to acknowledge that it's gaiva, and you come to the convenient conclusion that no, this is geyus Hashem. But it's not. It's just your bal gaiva. If it was geyus Hashem, you wouldn't be looking down on the other person. You wouldn't look that way at other people. If it would be geyus Hashem. Geyus Hashem means about Hashem's boss. It's not a milah that I have over that guy. I'm smarter than him. I have more money than him. It's not Ashkait. You have nothing. Only what Hashem's boss gives you. So when it's Geyus Hashem, that's Marachiv Daita Shalodim, the mind of a person expands and he has much more room for everybody else. He has much room for everybody else. The Alter Rebbe said many times that you see that even if a person has, God forbid, he has people that he doesn't like in his life, has people that he doesn't like. But b'shas ha-simcha, like when he has, the Tanya used to give the example, when he has a baby. So then he's able to go over to all of these people, even the ones that he mamish can't stand, and he feels a certain hiskarvis. And he goes over to him and he says, Baruch Hashem, my son. Oh, mazel tov, mazel tov. Normally he wouldn't talk to this guy. What happened? What changed? That now he's able to be friendly, and he's able to talk to a person that normally he wouldn't even begaris this person to talk to. What happened? So the teretz is, I mean, there are a number of bechinas here, but one part of this is that b'shas ma'isa, when a person has a child, even the biggest balgaiv in the world has to admit that that's not something that happens without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mafteach of having a child is in God's hands. So even the biggest balgaiv, he has a little bit of a harchavas adas, b'shas ma'isa, when he has a baby. And since he has that recognition of Hashem's greatness for a moment when he has the baby, and something there then opens up inside of him, so Mimela, once he's a person of Das, and his Das opens up, and he's able to be humble and to acknowledge that Hashem has blessed us with a child, so then Mimela is able to see the other person is not such a bad person. So he likes everybody then. He says, Mazel Tov, he goes to everybody, and he's happy with everybody. Of course, then he already starts to think about the Kibud and about the Bismila, and then everything starts to fall. But for a little bit of time, he's able to be in that place of das and the vavachibur that connects him, because he's humble at this moment and he acknowledges that I can't do such a thing. The Baruch Shalom brought a child into the world. That's an amazing nes. I can't do such a thing. So then at that moment, then he sees that the world is not such a bad place. And he sees other people that are not so bad. Normally he says, this guy is not, he doesn't like this guy, doesn't like this guy. But now, he had a baby, goes over to everybody, come, I'm making a simcha, come to the Shalom Zohar, come if you're Sfardi, come to the Bris Yitzchak, come to the Bris Mila, everybody's invited, it's a big simcha. And he's feeling happy with everybody. from where did he become such an accepting person? Normally, he's very, very careful with who he talks to, and he has very strong rules about who's allowed into his life. But since now he's in this place of Daz, because he's humbled, acknowledging the nais that Hashem performed in his life, so the Daz connects him to other people. When the ego is removed, and he's able to say, it's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has brought about such a thing. So then he likes everybody. He gets along with everybody. I mean, it doesn't last necessarily for a long time, but the Balgaiv, it's very, very short. Very short. But there's a little bit of a window of being able to see outside of oneself. Or if Chas Shon, the person goes through some terrible, terrible sickness, and they thought he was going to die. And then he saw there were nisim that somehow that he was able to survive and to have a refuah. Then he's also able to have reconciliations with other people. He's able to get along with other people that he normally looked down on, normally couldn't stand. How does he have a shaychus all of a sudden to the other person? The Torah says that when the person is mevatel himself, klapei shmaya, and he's able to say that Hashem Yisbach, you did something like this. It can't be me. So the first time in his life, he was able to come to that maskana that it's not me. And once he's able to come to that maskana that it's not me, then he's able to be mele, he's able to have a kesha with other people. He's able to be mischabe with other people. Because one depends on the other. That's the inyan of v'havlo ha-kamaricha ani Hashem. To the degree that one feels ani Hashem, that everything is Hashem, he's able to be in that place of v'havlo ha-kamaricha. That's what we learned in the Tzemach Tzedek 2 years ago, in the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, v'havlo ha-kamaricha. So when a person is in that place of ani Hashem, then mimele it's v'havlo ha-kamaricha. If you're not in that place of ani Hashem, then what's the kamaicha? How could he's kamaini? He's kamaini. This guy, he's not as smart as me. He's not as rich as me. He's not as yichus. He doesn't have a yichus like me. He's not as good looking as me. He can't hit a ball as far as I could hit. There's all kinds of things. But when it's ani Hashem, the emes, it's ani Hashem. Then it could be kamaicha. Rahat lecha kamaicha. Vim yachvich es atzma. The parid migayvazu. Now this person has heard a lot of sichas musa, and he's become very suspicious of any tiny little trace that smells of gaiva inside of him. So what he does is, he's machriach, yachriach esatzmal, he pardon me gai vizu. He forces himself to push away, to drive away this feeling of pride. We're talking about holy gaiva, pride of Kedusha. But he's suspicious of it because he's feeling an oiz, a certain strength. He's molly eyes. He's filled with certain confidence, certain strength. But he didn't quite understand all of this shmuzen, or sometimes they were said over in a wrong way. And he's confusing confidence and happiness and a certain degree of eyes and of inner strength. He identifies that as gaiva. So it must be that he's a bal gaiva. It must be that he fits into the rabbi's talk that the rabbi gave. In the Musa Shmuz, because he's feeling something positive about himself, so he confuses that with Gaiva. So what he does is he tries to remove that from himself. He tries to distance himself from that. That's a big mistake. Vim yachviach es atzmai li parid mi gaivazu. If the person forces himself to crush this positive, healthy, and holy gaiva. Lo daish lo yasel enafsha shum toiva. It's not enough that you're not doing your nefesh any toiv at all, that's for sure not. You're not doing a toiv, you're not doing any favor for your neshama by crushing this positive gaiva. It's much worse than that. Oid yishchu kol kechaysev haruchaniyim. But you're causing all of your spiritual koiches to become small, to become also to be crushed, to be broken. So you see a lot of this by Cheva, the Dafka, taking the things that they're hearing very, very seriously. So Rav Kook says that when you crush this holy and positive feeling of self, of confidence in Hashem, this Geus Hashem, if you crush that, not only are you not doing yourself a toiver, but you are, together with that, you are crushing and breaking kol kachos haruchani, all of your spiritual kachos. Uba hamas atzvus yelech koider vishachuach. And with this, he calls it Hamas Atzus, this powerful, raging depression. Because you have, in your opinion, you have corrected your gaiva, and you are back to that place of looking at yourself as being worthless, as being a nobody. Which is the maskana that many people come to from reading a lot of the old Musasur. With a Hamas Atzus, so now you feel that you're back in a healthy place of sadness, of depression. I'm back to myself. I quickly got rid of that little feeling that I had of pride and of confidence. And thank God I'm back to my miserable, depressed self. You now, for a little bit you were walking kamimius, you were walking upright. But now you return, like you see many of these very fafrumta bachram, that they walk in a certain way and walk, you know, bent over, and everybody thinks he's a little Chavetz Chaim and walks over. The Chavetz Chaim was the tallest person, even though he was this little, he was the tallest person on earth. But you have the impersonators that they're walking bent over. They walk and they carry themselves a certain way. Not that they don't mean well, they assuming that most of these chever mean well. But b'chamatz atz was yelach koideh v'shachuach. In this terrible state of depression, they walk bent over. Bend down. One of the things that the Rebbe Abzushia said that a chassid has to know is how to walk totally straight and upright while inside you're bent over. That's a chachma. But people who walk around, you know, they fear anivas a certain way. Yes, of course, I want you to spit on me. I want you to make fun of me. Because I'm such an honor that I enjoy very much the abuse that you're showering upon me. That's not called a novice. It's a shaita. It's another psula. Geyus Hashem is the opposite of depression. Balagaiva are one of this other simon of a balagaiva is that balagaiva are very depressed people for the most part. They're very depressed. This person whose name starts with a T and is running for the President of the United States, he must be one of the most depressed people in the world. Because the gaiva, his gaiva is something which is a chiddush of a gaiva. It's a chiddush. Something like, you know, we haven't seen such a gaiva. I'm a chiddush. The gaiva. He must be a very, very sad person. Must be very sad. It's another simon of balagaiva. Of course, there are those who are completely delusional and they try to forget about their sadness. They do things to try to forget about their sadness. It's dumb. So it's interesting. Davke, when the person crushes this positive feeling of confidence and holy pride, and he returns to a place of atzvus, davke then, there's the danger of greater gaiva, of him being a balgaiva, of that self-absorption. Because depressed people mostly are very self-absorbed. People are depressed. I'm not saying a klal, everyone, but most depressed people are very self-absorbed because there are a lot of good things in the world. But depressed people are not able to see any of the other good things in the world. They only look at themselves. That's what's so depressing. You have a person, that you have a girl that has, she found a pimple on her face. And she's already, you understand, it's a whole kinis, and it's a whole tissue above, because she found a pimple on her face. The princess with a pimple. So you could say to her, what are you so upset about? There are a lot of girls that don't have pimples. You should be happy for them. She thinks you're crazy. I have a pimple. You know what that means? What does it mean? Is that the first Beis HaMikdash? The second Beis HaMikdash? What happens if you have a pimple? It's a whole chorban. It's a whole chorban because the whole world is her, and the pimple is a chorban. Finished. You're not making her happier by saying that all your friends don't have pimples. She's getting angry when you say that. How could you say that to me? So she's depressed because of her pimple. Or it could be something much more serious than a pimple. She's depressed because her best friend got engaged and she's not. I'm not saying we don't understand such a thing, but where does that come from? It doesn't come from humility. It comes from gaiva. A chutzpah, she's getting engaged before me. Only the Baruch knows how much better I am than her. And she has the nerve to go ahead and get engaged. Don't worry, once this boy finds out who he's marrying, he'll come running to me. That's where it comes from. Depression looks like it's anivus, but it's not anivus. It's not anivus. So here, this person now who drives away from himself, this confidence of Kedusha, this holiness, of pride in Hashem, of Geus Hashem, and he returns to his normal posture of being bent over and broken. In truth, he's crushing his koiches haruchaniyim. He's crushing his ruchnis dika koiches. Uvachamas atzvus yela koide v'shachuach, and with this depression, he walks bent over, depressed. Can't get out of bed, can't do anything. People are depressed. Now they call them low energy. That's a popular term I've been hearing lately. Why don't you get up? I have low energy. Why don't you go to school? Low energy. Why don't you go to Chavrusa? Low energy. Why do you have such low energy? You're 20 years old. When it comes to Averius, you have a lot of energy. So how come when it comes only to mitzvahs, you have such low energy? It's interesting. When it comes to mitzvahs, there's low energy. Because he's not an onuv, it's not humility. The balgaiv is a baltaiv. It's the same thing, the taiv and the gaiv. Comes from the same shayrish. The baltaiv or the balgaiv. The baltaiv says, everything is for me. This food, this girl, everything is that taiv. It's the same thing as gaiv. The baltaiv thinks it's everything is come to me. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. Everything on the menu is coming to me. It's come to me. Why is it coming to you? What do you deserve, Bechlal? Why should you get anything? It's about Gaiva. Gaiva and Taiva. They work together, those two. It doesn't mean to say that every Baal Taiva is obsessed with himself. But there is a close connection between those two things, of gaiva and taiva. I remember when I was a kid, my father used to take me to the closing of the Rebbe Susilainen. And I didn't understand what the Rebbe was saying. But I remember many times he would give a crash and he would say the gava and the tava. The gava, the gaiva and the taiva, gava and tava. I remember hearing gava and tava. The gaiva and the taiva. They have a connection one with the other. It's coming to me. So v'chamatz atzav is yelach kodev shachuach. The person is sad. And he's walking bent over. Uvedaito yachshev. And in his mind, you know what this person thinks? Shahatsura shel hadichus, that this pain that I'm feeling, or this depression, this sadness, now that I've driven out this Geus Hashem from within me, I've driven out all this gaiva from me. He thinks that now I'm close to God. Now I'm really close to God. Now that I've come back to my depressed, miserable self, I'm really close to Hashem. Bishor shehi be'emes harchoka u'nesiga la'achor. When in truth, he's never been further away from God. It's harchoka u'nesiga la'achor. It's a step back, not closer. He thinks he's getting closer. Because now when he looks in his manual of tzaddikim, and he sees tzaddikim walking a certain way, and they look like this, and they're upset or depressed, so he says, I look like one of those guys now. Like one of those guys, like one of those tzaddikim. I'm also depressed. I also think of myself as being worthless. Chas v'shalom, as if the tzaddikim ever looked at themselves in such a way. The tzaddik is filled with geyus Hashem. Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovish. Strength. Oiz Vahoda Lavusha. Oiz Vahoda Lavusha. That's the tzaddik. Confidence and strength. But not gaiva. Just the opposite. So the tzaddik loves everybody. Tzaddik doesn't look down on anybody. Doesn't look down on anybody. He sees the good in everybody. He sees everybody is to him is a brother, is a sister, is a friend, everybody. Doesn't look down on people. So this person thinks that this feeling of dichus, this feeling of depression that he has, is kirves elokim. He thinks that's called humility. And he heard in the same shmuz that if you're humble, then you're close to God. So he's not humble. He's depressed. And where does depression come from? Not from anivus, from gaiva. Not from anivus. So it's not kirvus elokim. It's not closeness to God. It either comes from gaiva or from plain amaratus. He just doesn't understand. That's what Rav Kook is talking about, where a person mistakes this geyus Hashem and he thinks that it's gaiva. So he tries to eliminate it from his life. And it saps him of all of his spiritual energy. It takes away from all of his strength. And it makes him to a sad and depressed person. He begins with, he has to go, then he goes to the psychologist. Psychologist says, you need a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist gives him medicine. And he takes a couple of things every day, and he starts to feel a little bit better about himself. But then he gets upset, because how come he's feeling better about himself? So then somebody says, because the medication, it's not really you, the medication is making you feel, oh, Baruch Hashem. I thought I was feeling happy. No. It's not you. It's the medication is happy. You put in the happy pills, so now you're happy. Your bemis are miserable. Don't worry. You're still very depressed. The only thing is you took the pills. The pills are happy pills, so the pills made you happy. But bemis, you have to be nervous. You're still depressed. And that means you can go to the therapist till you're 120, because really you're still depressed. So then the psychiatrist can send you back to the psychologist. You go like this, rotsa v'shoy. Psychologist. Different medicine, less medicine, more medicine, psychologist, therapy, back and forth. Feeling sad, you go to the psychologist. Psychologist says, you're feeling depressed, you need the psychiatrist. Go to the psychiatrist, gives you medicine. You're feeling happy. Why are you feeling happy? You're nobody. You have to go back to the psychologist. Psychologist tells you it's a pill. Don't worry, you're not really happy. He says, why shouldn't I be happy? I need to be happy. It's terrible. I'm depressed. Go to the psychiatrist. They'll give you the pill. It's like Abner Costello. Who's on first? I don't know if you know that, but if you don't, you should look it up. Yeah.
So how should we, it's clear that what Rukh's saying, to anyone who really thinks that, like, we have to, you know, give the rest of the Shem simple, like, that's, if we have, we can't be, like, depressed people. But what do we do with, we could say it's a misunderstanding, but the Svarm that really, whether it's, you know, the you know, the Ramban writes, you're not supposed to look at people in the eye, or the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is always supposed to be bent down, or the Ramax is in terms of the very that, like, I don't know, I remember, that it's better that you should view yourself every day, that it's better that, like, you shouldn't have been created. Like, when we say that in the restaurant, like, how's one supposed to view it, like, oh, it's, I'm supposed to view it like I was never created, but, Haka, no, I'm good. Like, yeah.
There's
one balance, those.
You're supposed to put those things away. Not to be Isaac with these things. And if you're going to be Isaac with these things, then the time to look at these things from the Sfarim that are very holy. Each thing in its tkufa, in its time with the person, not now tkufa. But if it is something that you should be Isaac in, then take it out right before you're about to do a big aveira. Like when you feel like looking at that website that you're not supposed to look at. Then take out the Reishis Chachma and read about Gehenna. I don't see people doing that. It's an interesting thing. They take it out after they did their Aveir. Why do they do that? It would be much more useful if you took it out before you did the Aveir. No. I want to do the Aveir. I'll deal with it afterwards. And I'll take out then the Archa Sadiqim and I'll take out all these, the Likut, for miserable people. I'll take it all, I'll bring it together. If you learn the whole Ramban, the Ramban is Alech to get Tzaddik, Yesod Olam. Everything is up. And there are sentences here and there in the words of the Tzaddikim. But the people that are depressed or the people that have these issues, they always have their everything's with a yellow highlight of these things. In the context of a person's life, when you take these strong things and you use them as a way to prevent yourself from falling into bad things, then it's very, very helpful. A person feels, God forbid, like speaking Lashon Hara, and then you open up the introduction to Chafetz Chaim, and he tells you about how you're over and all, the 36, and there's not a Gehenna deep enough for a person like you. Before you speak Lashon Hara, that's a good thing to learn. Before you speak Lashon Hara. Once you're already Nichshol, then you have to be very careful how to get out of that problem.
Based on almost a specific avir, or what if it's just a general, like, if it's a general
how you look album. At yourself. Yeah, in our generation, the ikur, the very, very strong ikur. You see this even even with the non-Chassidish, it's not just by the Chassidish.
Yeah.
Even by the Sfadish having a tear also, the very strong, strong Musa. That it's becoming already like it's kamat, not, they see already, they're starting to see that it's not.
Enough. Like when I see a Tomer Torah that says, "Look at yourself like it's better,"
I'm
just supposed to not
look at the learn the whole Tomer from beginning to end, and then that sentence is something that will be in the context of the whole Tomer, and it will not take you away from what the Tomer is trying to accomplish, which is Tikkun Hamidus and Tikkun and Selam Elokim.
Tiferes is like about like
Tiferes is Gavaldi. A person has to learn everything in the context of the entirety of Torah. And if one is not able to do that, then the best thing is to learn the ikur, is to learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim that are shayach to Tavshin Ayin Vav, and then not to look at these things if it doesn't help you to become closer to Hashem. That's what Rav Kook is saying. You think that you're getting closer to Hashem. A lot of people that read these books nowadays, they think that it makes them closer to Hashem, and they're not getting closer to Hashem. They're not. You look at their lives, they're not getting closer to Hashem. You can't fool yourself. You have to learn Musa. Of course you have to learn Musa. But you have to be careful. The tachlis is kivus elokim. And if it's not bringing you closer to the Shemesh Baruch, then you put those Sfarim and Shemesh, you donate them to the shul or something. And not to be occupied with these Sfarim. The holy things, lock them up someplace. Not everything that's holy 100 years ago is going to work for you in Tavshin Ayin Vav. This is a major problem that you have in a lot of these. Even the way that you have, the way that you teach Mesil Sashram, how you say over a piece of Mesil Sashram, has to be for Tavshin Ayin Vav, not for Tavshin Chav Vav. How could that be? What did the Ramchal mean? The Ramchal is the Ramchal. And the Or of Hashem comes through the Ramchal, according to that door. But if a person is not able to see that Or of Hashem, that's coming through Mesil Sharm, then he shouldn't learn Mesil Sharm. He should do something else. If he's able to see the Or of Hashem as it comes through the Ramchal in Tavshin Ayin Vav, when you learn a piece from the Mesil Sharm, from Reb Motel, the way he teaches a piece of Mesil Sharm, or from Bilvavi, when they're learning a piece of Mesil Sharm, So then it makes you want to become closer to Hashem. It makes you someone who wants to give us a look. There are others that when you look in some of these books that they have, and you look in what he says in Mesil Sharm, it makes you want to cry and to run away from Yiddishkeit. To run away from Yiddishkeit. So what? That's what the Ramchal meant? The Ramchal wanted everybody to run away from Yiddishkeit. The Ramchal wanted everybody to be close to Hashem. That's what the whole Mesil Sharm is about. Well, but and that person could say, I don't understand. He could be some 80-year-old man. He says, I gave this shiur, the same shiur Mesil Sharm in 1958, and everybody was so excited about it. Now everybody's committing suicide. Like what? It's their problem. They must have a problem. No, you said the shiur from 1958. What do you mean? It's the Mesil Sharm. I said that. You could say every pasuk in Chumash also like this or like that. You have to be careful how you read the Ramchal. It should be Tavshin Ayin Vav, not Tavshin Chav Vav. Tavshin Ayin Vav gives life when you read it the right way. And you can read it from Tavshin Chav Vav, then the guy's been jumping off a roof. Well, like a lot of the guys, that they're not jumping off a roof, but they're dying, just slowly dying, wasting away. Until they get married and they make someone else's life miserable. they divide it a little bit. It's not all about me being depressed and sick. It's about making you also depressed and sick. Hashem Yisbarach should help us to know which Svarim to learn and how to learn it. And when we do that, then every single word of all the Svarim will hear Hashem Yisbarach saying, Ahavti Eschem, I love you, I want you to be close to me. The Ramak, the Ramchal, I want you to get closer to me. That Hechet Timsev, how to get close, is needs to be understood through the eyes of Tavshin Ayin Vav. And that way, we'll all be Zayichim Mitzvah Hashem for what Hashem Yisbarach himself wants. Hashem wrote the Chumash also to make us happy. He says, "La'achyosem, toiv lachem, la'achyosem kayyem hazeh," to give us life. That it should be good. So how is it that there are people, they write books, and all you see in the book, in the Sefer, is that it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Hashem Yisbarach says, "La'toiv lachem," is that the Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hashem, I gave you this that it should be good for you. Yiddishkeit is supposed to be good. La'chayosenu kayyem hazeh. Why did he give us the Torah? It's like Chayosenu Kayem to give us Chiyas. So how is it that this guy is from and he doesn't have Chiyas? It means that doesn't mean that Hashem is wrong. It means that he's reading it wrong. He's reading it the same way that the Reish Chacham read it? No, he's not. The Reish Chacham was a happy Jew. The Ramban was a happy person. The Ramak was a happy person. So why are you so depressed when you read the Ramak? You're reading it wrong. But that's how my Zaydi. Your Zaydi was happy or he was depressed? He was happy. So then he read it right. You were reading it wrong. The Ramak was a happy person. The Ramak wasn't walking around taking pills. He didn't go to the psychiatrist, the Ramak. He didn't have to go. You have to read it. L'fi the matzav of who you are. Olam shana nefesh. Now, that's how you have to learn. We should be zeichet to learn that way and to feel kirvas elokim.